Lord Dante, the chapter's librarium is really honored by your presence. I take it that you have read the tablets?
Yes, Chief Librarian. I am troubled.
Commander Dante of the Blood Angels troubled? I never thought to see the day.
And I never thought to hear of Captain Leonatus again. I was certain I had sent him to his death hunting down the sword of Valerius. Where were these inscriptions found?
They were handed to us by an Adeptus Mechanicus Explorator unit, who claimed to have taken it from a space hulk adrift near the Ghoul stars. Their Magos said he had tested the tablets and dated them to several thousand years of age. Leonatus has been gone from Baal a matter of years, not millennia. Time does indeed flow strangely in the warp.
Nothing can come from the warp but lies. Yet the author, this Demosthenes Cain, knew of Leonatus and his quest, and of those battle brothers who went with him, though many seem to have been lost. The Battle of Tramesin IV is as our histories record them too, and the blood bond with the Cadmean Janissaries.
Then you think it the truth?
I think it neither truth nor a lie. If Leonatus is truly on a demon world, then what happens there can never be as simple as reality or falsehood. Does not the warp make a mockery of our concept of truth? Leonatus lives, I think, and his quest has yet to end. But is this tale a literal reality? It would bode ill to stake much on these warp-spun words.
A lie it might be, Commander, but it is not devoid of meaning. It speaks of fates and of reckonings. Great powers have turned their eyes on Captain Leonatus's quest, and they want us to know that he is being watched. Regardless of how the tablets came to us, someone, something, meant us to read them. I can perceive an interwinding of fates around Leonatus. From the moment you commuted his sentence to exile, the threads of the future have twisted around him. He is a pawn in the plots of a thousand others. Some he knows, some he does not. He will leave his mark on our reality and the warp, one way or another. Whether it is as a blood angel or the implement of some dark power, I know not.
Leonatus is much respected among the chapter. The battle brothers will wish to know if he is alive.
But if he is not, and if this message is just a web of lies written to ensnare us...
I agree. We cannot trust this information. Though it would do the chapter good to know Leonatus still lives, they would grieve him more if it turned out to be untrue. The honor of the Cadmean Janissaries would be unduly blackened, too, if this is some warp-spawned trick. We should put the tablets beyond the knowledge of the rest of the chapter. Only you and I have read them. That is as it should remain.
Very well, Lord Dante. I shall seal them in the Tower of Aimaro, in the vaults forbidden, save to Chief Librarian and Chapter Master. Perhaps we shall one day unearth them when their truth or otherwise is ascertained. Until then, they shall be hidden away.
Do you believe, Mephiston, that Leonatus will return to us?
Believe? I believe that there are many who would have their say in the matter. Powers of the warp, allies and enemies that Leonatus has made on his quest, the battle brothers who will stand by his side. But I also believe that in the end, it will be Leonatus himself who decides the question.
I see. Then the issue of the inscriptions is decided. See that our will is done. For Sanguinius, Lord Mephiston.
For Sanguinius, Lord Dante.